more you think you see, the easier it'll be to fool you.
The premise was intriguing. A mysterious mastermind recruits four of America's best magicians, a card trick guru, Jesse Eisenberg, a hypnotist, Woody Harrelson, an escape artist, Isla Fisher, and a pickpocket, Dave Franco, to perform bank heists and give the money to their audience. FBI agent Mark Ruffalo and French agent Melanie Laurent try to catch them, while promoter Michael Caine threatens illusionist Morgan Freeman not to expose their secrets. I interviewed Eisenberg a few weeks ago in Georgetown.
When I first met with Louis Leterrier, the director of the movie, I said I would like to play up like David Blaine. He wanted something more like Copperfield.
The first half feels like the best magician movie since The Prestige and the best heist flick since Ocean's 11. But the closer you look, the more you realize the director has nothing up his sleeve. You can guess the twist from a mile away with simple process of elimination, making it a fitting release alongside After Earth by M. Night Shyamalan, who's failed to out-twist himself ever since The Sixth Sense. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving Now You See Me 2.5 out of 4 stars.